Real quick, Sean, come on up here. Sean's going to give us a good report. We sent them out for mission. Remind everybody and then tell us how it went.
Right. I'm hoping I can come back up here next week with some of our staff for a report. Sam said, do you want to choose to go tonight or next week? And while I was back there worshiping and praying, I sensed that God had a word for us. So this is just an appetizer in the area of equip. If you read those emails that are sent out, you will see that we want to recognize the apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and shepherds. So I'm going to speak to you from a shepherd's perspective, and it will be in the shepherding realm, in their homes. If you're 18 years old or younger, would you please stand? There's a lot of little ones here tonight. It's kind of crazy. But just look at these, 18 and under. Just look around. A few aren't standing, but you can see them in their parents' lap. But even when I came up to pray, God so much wants us as shepherds, and then if we're older siblings, to reflect Christ's love for them. Thanks for standing. And what I want to do is just share something with you. First of all, when Sam says he's a weirdo, you can go and have a seat. When he says he's a weirdo, let me explain that to you. In the Webster's Dictionary, it says weirdo is supernatural. So you need to look that up. And but weird in the Webster's Dictionary is supernatural. So when he lays hands on the map, he's praying that God would do a supernatural thing all over that. So for those of you that were confused, I thought I would explain that. So how many of you have ever seen The Princess Bride? Would you make yourself known? Okay. So how about this? A fiery swamp of unusual size with, I'm sorry, a fiery swamp with rodents of unusual size. So they call those R-O-U-S-s, right. So here's my report from a shepherd, passing it on to you, grandparents, parents, and so on. I'm not going to go into the list of things that God's allowed my wife and I to go through. But here's the point. God's been doing this since I went to Kentucky months ago. Get out of the way. Just get out of the way and let God. But here's the question. Are you willing, yes, little ones, I'm talking to you too. Are you willing to go through something you don't understand so God can use you to advance the gospel? Are you willing to go through something you don't understand so God can use you to advance the gospel? I won't be preaching on 1 Peter chapter 4 or Romans chapter 5 or James 1 tonight, but we could do that another time. But in there we see how God uses those times that we don't understand. And so it exposes where we find our identity. It advances the gospel like a wildfire. It proves to our children and to our grandchildren that God is number one. That God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are enough. So, in short, rodents of unusual size, I'm just going to list two, like mice and rats, and I've been living with them for 6 weeks, live and dead, crawling across you in the middle of the night, that kind of a thing. So if rodents bother you, the point here for tonight is that God allows things that come across like spiritual rodents of unusual size to bother us, or for us to go through something we don't understand. And like I said, rather than me going into those, I just want to share with you, we can abide in Christ when we're facing spiritual rodents of unusual size. We can abide in Christ and be in Christ even when those come. And so we sang a song tonight about how the Lord would always be with us. He would never leave us and let us down. And I was just thinking and praying for me, but for all of us. While we're singing that, that emotion can be good. But to really believe it and to go from our head to our heart and to be able to walk through in obedience, practicing the presence of God, abiding when we're going through something we don't understand is the real deal. And so I'm having an opportunity to live it right now. So I'm not speaking to you as someone who doesn't have that opportunity. So I'll just finish with this. and that is in Deuteronomy 31. You know, it says, Lord, you will never going to let me down. Well, we can sing it when we feel good, but can we sing it when we don't feel good? So be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you, and he will not forsake you. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. So just for those of you who are siblings, parents, or grandparents, know that little eyes are always watching. Know that doing the next right thing may be the best thing for you, me. And I've been having meetings with our staff and our children for at least a month where I'm wondering, how long do I have to do the next right thing before things get better? And you know what? The Lord said, that's not the right question to ask. The right question is, Lord, well, it's not even a question. It's really a heart of praise. It's like, Lord, thank you for never leaving nor forsaking. Lord, thank you for being with me when I don't feel like it. Lord, thank you for going with me through the fiery swamp because of true love, right?
That was awesome. That's great. A little theatrics, that's great. So thankful for the Ammons, for Sean and Cheryl, their testimony, and Sean's got such a pastoral grace on him. It's powerful.